I'm Cassie Jackson with Optometry Times. I'm joined today by Dr. Chandra Mickles, North America Professional Education Lead on Myopia with Johnson & Johnson Vision, who's here to debunk some of the top ortho-K myths. Thanks for coming to chat, Dr. Mickles.
Thanks so much for having me. This is really exciting. Such a pleasure to talk about debunking these ortho-K myths.
Yeah, well, we're excited. But, you know, before we dive into the debunking, let's talk about orthokeratology. So first, can you tell us what orthokeratology or ortho-K is and how does it work?
Well, Cassie, I see that you wear glasses and I wear contact lenses. I'm actually a 13 diopter myope. So I think both of us can understand, wouldn't it be great to have correction-free clear vision, right? And not be so dependent on our glasses or our contact lenses without having eye surgery. And that's essentially what orthokeratology does. So orthokeratology is a fitting process of specially designed gas permeable lenses that while patients sleep, they reshape the eye so that, or the front surface of the eye, the cornea, so that when they wake up, they have clear vision.
Great. So, you know, what are the benefits of ortho-K? I mean, you kind of just said, you know, the vision correcting, but in your words, what are the benefits of ortho-K?
Yeah, I think most people think, which is a great benefit, the freedom, the flexibility that having correction-free clear vision provides, but ortho-K does so much more than that. One thing that it does that's great, you know, many studies have shown that it slows the progression of myopia. The other thing is that it's also been shown to improve vision-related quality of life. So orthokeratology lenses, patients that wear them have better vision-related quality of life than patients that wear soft contact lenses and spectacles. It's also even been shown to improve self-esteem. And I even heard from parents of children that wear these lenses that one of the great benefits is that they don't have to worry about their children losing their glasses or breaking them or losing their contact lenses.
Yeah. So what can patients kind of expect if they go down this ortho-K path?
I think the biggest is, you know, having that clear vision. But, to be honest, it's not that they're going to have it, you know, 30 minutes after the exam is over. You know, what we typically expect is usually by the next day, depending on how their prescription is, or after a couple of days, their vision will be clear during the day. So it does take some time. It's not like, you know, with soft lenses, you put them on during the exam and now you have clear vision. Mm-hmm. It does take a little time for that shaping to happen. So it's kind of like a retainer. I kind of use that analogy a lot. Where, you know, it does take a little time to really shape it and make it, you know, semi-permanent, I would say. Yeah. The other bit, just thinking about that, unlike surgery, this isn't permanent. So after you say, well, I don't want to, you know, have this anymore. So, you know, a patient can stop wearing the lenses and then their eyes go back to its original shape.
You know, and you just mentioned a ton of benefits, but, you know, I think there's some things to debunk here. So what are some common misconceptions of ortho-K that might be holding doctors back from fitting these lenses?
Well, like you said, Cassie, it amazes me that despite these benefits, there's very few doctors that are fitting ortho-K lenses. Less than 8% of doctors in the U.S. are fitting these lenses. And I think really what's holding them back, if you really look at the literature, not even just what I think, the literature shows that the key myth that's holding them back from fitting is that they believe that parents aren't interested. They think that ortho-K may not be safe and that they think it's complicated and time consuming.
Yeah, so let's dive a bit more into those. You know, let's start with safety. So according to the American Academy of Ophthalmology, ortho-K has an increased risk of infection, which can be especially concerning in children and adolescents. So is ortho-K safe?
Yeah, so ortho-K is definitely safe. I think if you think about anything foreign that you're putting on the eye, like a contact lens, that of course is going to increase the risk for infection, but that risk is very low. If we look at the risk of microbial keratitis, which is what most doctors are concerned about, 1 in 5,000 patient wearing years for daily disposable soft contact lenses, and then approximately 1 in 1,000 for reusable soft contact lenses in ortho-K. So essentially what that means, if I turn that around, is that if a patient wears an Ortho-K lens every day for 1,000 years, they have one chance of probably having a microbial keratitis or having an infection. So if you think of it that way, that's a really low risk. And then if we just look at children, so there's studies, and one study that I was a part of, looking at children between the age of 8 to 12, they have a lower risk of developing infections compared to adults and teens. And that's probably due to better compliance with care and wear with the parent's supervision. So overall, yes, Ortho-K is a very safe contact lens option that doctors should definitely recommend for their patients. And I think another piece that a lot of times doctors think that the soft lenses, or what I've heard, that soft lenses are safer than the Ortho-K lenses. But when we compare a daily wear of soft reusable lenses and Ortho-K based on the latest studies, they essentially have the same risk. And it may be now that even Ortho-K has lower risk of MK than daily wear of soft reusable contact lenses.
So the literature is kind of showing that Ortho-K is almost safer than the daily wear contact lenses.
Yeah, than the daily wear. Not, and to be clear, it's not as safe as wearing daily disposable lenses, the ones you throw away every day, mm-hmm. but it's looking like they're safer than these soft reusable lenses, the lens you replace like every month or every 2 weeks.
Okay, thank you for that clarification.
And that's significant because with Ortho-K lenses, you're wearing them overnight. And so I think that's what's holding doctors back, and parents might think of that too, because, you know, you're like, oh, well, they're sleeping in them, so that's bad, right? But GP lenses, by far, gas terminal lenses by far are the safest lens. And then you're putting a little greater risk when they sleep in them, but still, it's still just maybe a little safer than daily wear of soft reusable lenses.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you mentioned practicality. So what about practicality? Is Ortho-K complicated and time-consuming, as some fear?
Well, let me tell you, if there are doctors out there my age or older, when we think back to being in school, I mean, we went through this long process of trial and error of fitting these lenses. But now Ortho-K fitting has come a long way, where there has been advancements made that make it not so complicated and not so time consuming, as such as the designs. There's also been improvement in the technology that we use to fit the lenses, such as topography. And also now there are computer-based software that is available to help with designing the lens. So all of this has helped it become not as complicated and not as time-consuming as we originally thought when they came out on the market.
Well, that's good news, it seems.
Right?
You also mentioned that parents just simply aren't interested. So, you know, is that true?
Yeah, and the crazy thing, Cassie, is that when I looked at like all the literature on this, and a lot of this is just published like this year in 2022 and maybe 2021, this is like a top reason that's holding doctors back as far as being concerned about this. And, you know, a few years ago, I was one of the lead investigators on a multi-center study looking at parents' knowledge and perception of myopia and myopia management. And what we found was that 70% of the parents in that study were definitely interested in myopia management. They just need to be educated about it. And then when we looked, you know, dived in a little further, the top choice of the treatment options for myopia management was actually Ortho-K. Which I'm sure is surprising for a lot of practitioners out there, because they're probably thinking, oh, soft, it's you know, pretty comfortable, et cetera, but it's actually the Ortho-K. So they're definitely interested. And when I ask my peers, you know, with their patients, they're like, yeah, Chandra, most of my patients, once I ask them about it, they jump on board for sure.
Mm-hmm. So the education is a big piece of, you know.
Yeah, the education is a huge piece. I did an event a couple of weeks ago where I brought in a patient to be a part of it, or a parent of a patient. And she's just surprised that more doctors aren't sharing this with, you know, patients and parents about these lenses, all the great benefits. She's like, it's just been so helpful for her two twin boys that are wearing ortho-K lenses during the evening. And she's like, I tell all my friends about it. So I think we just need to do a better job at educating our patients.
Yeah, you know, part of that education too comes with cost, right? So, you know, I think parents can also be concerned about cost, or patients in general, not necessarily just parents. So is ortho-K cost effective?
Yeah, I think it's definitely cost effective. And just thinking of that parent again, she kind of opened my eyes to something that I didn't always think about. But when you think about especially children and they constantly breaking their glasses over and over again, then it makes ortho-K a lot more cost effective. And then if you even compare it to surgery, right, ortho-K is definitely more cost effective when you look at it that way. And, you know, weighing all the benefits, you know, definitely outweighs any of the costs. And when I think about all the specialty lenses out there, it's right into, you know, right in line with the cost of those lenses. And I think it's well worth it for sure.
Mm-hmm. Great. You know, Dr. Mickles, what do you hope our listeners take away from this discussion?
Well, I think that now we know that ortho-K lenses have all of these benefits. And I think all doctors, or as many doctors as possible, should jump on the opportunity to utilize these lenses to help their patients, because their misconceptions aren't true. Yes, parents are interested. Ortho-K is safe, and it isn't as time consuming and complicated as we originally thought.
Well, you know, thank you for diving into these ortho-K myths with us. You know, I hope our listeners are educated and they're, you know, they learned something new today, and we just appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for the opportunity. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, Cassie.
You as well, Dr. Mickles.